That was funny today. Hey, Meta, stop recording. Too late. I already missed my shot. I'm ahead of the game. All right, Sky, welcome back to our Pod studio here in lovely Anderson, Indiana.
Well, thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
We are here unexpectedly.
Yes.
Our son has a date.
Woohoo! He's going to kill us.
Yeah. We'll see if he even listens.
Yeah. We'll know now.
We will know.
Mm-hmm.
True dat. Okay. What do you think we're going to do today? Do you have any idea?
I don't, because you have shared with me that you like me to be surprised.
I do. Tonight, I need your brain like lit.
I
need a thinking cap on.
Okay.
Tonight, we're going to discuss some interesting ideas that we come up with for the economic side, business side, et cetera, of pickleball.
Oh, wow. So it's just like a brainstorming session.
Yeah, you could call it that.
I like that.
A celebration of the intellect.
Okay.
Let's
I don't normally put myself in that category, but I'll do my best.
Oh, babe, I definitely put you there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, you're very smart, chick.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, So business ideas and or business challenges and or economic thoughts on pickleball. Do you have something already on your mind, or do you want me to go first?
Well, what jumps out at me first, and maybe it's because I love t-shirts so much, is I love apparel. So whether it's what I want to wear to play in or what I want to wear around town that advertises pickleball, there's some really great products out there that are funny. And we've even said it on our podcast, that could be a t-shirt based on a specific or clever phrase. So obviously apparel jumps out.
I think we should just quit right now. I can't believe you would say apparel.
Why? Is that I steal your answer?
When Pickleball Rocks screwed us over, Rodney Grubbs did.
I try to forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about that now?
I guess.
Well, you don't have to.
Most people I know, I think, know that we were involved. We were an investor in Pickleball Rocks by investing in Rodney Grubbs, who has apparently screwed over 400 plus of us.
Whoa,
to the tune of $48 million-ish.
Wow.
Of which we will maybe see like 55 cents.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's just brutal.
It's painful. And he was in the apparel business.
I didn't mean to bring up such a sore subject. I honestly am trying not to think about it because it is painful to think about the money we lost.
Yeah.
But I also still like really cute t-shirts. And we joke that our Pickleball Rock t-shirts are the most expensive things in our closet.
They are the most expensive things I own. Each one's worth at least $1,000.
Oh, there are more than that. Yeah.
It's bad.
I had a friend ask me recently, are you going to still wear those shirts? I'm like, well, you know,
I don't
have
a heck of a lot for them at this point.
I said, yeah, they're the biggest thing we've ever bought. So
honestly, so this is actually good because I actually do have an idea around Pickleball Rocks.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my business ideas.
Okay.
They're having an auction at the end of this month.
They are.
Well, the court ordered auction to try to make back any money that they can for those of us that got screwed over.
Well, if we're on that list, can we just get stuff for free?
Wouldn't that be great? That's not really how bankruptcy works.
No, I know,
he's been forced into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And so they're selling off all of his assets, and then all of those assets will come together into a big lump sum. And then there's people who have secured interests and those of us who don't, et cetera, et cetera. So some people were also involved with them in real estate and got screwed over too. Those would be more secured interest things where maybe they have quick claim deeds.
Yeah. Wow.
But here's the business idea.
Okay.
Pickleball does rock.
It does.
And Pickleball Rocks is actually not the enemy here.
No.
Pickleball Rocks was and is a business entity.
It is.
Just like the Pod Studio is a business entity. Just like my company, Disruptify, is a business entity. It is not me. It is owned by Caesar and I, but it's not, you know, our families, you and me and him and his wife, Linda, but it's not you. It's not me.
Right.
It's an entity that can survive or die on its own, no matter what happens to us.
Right.
Just like Pickleball Rocks. Rodney Grubbs is a different story.
Mm.
He's who is to blame, not the company. So I would love to purchase all that Pickleball Rocks stuff and then relaunch Pickleball Rocks under new ownership and let 10% of all proceeds go back to the people that got screwed over.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my first business idea. And you had no idea I was going to go there. And
I did
you
not.
sent me down that path by bringing
I
this
did
up.
not. I'm sitting here feeling very guilty and like nervous because I brought up something so painful.
It's not that painful. I mean, look, you set your hand to the plow and you move forward. Once you don't look back.
Oh, cool. Of course.
We
We
know,
always move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We make mistakes.
We make tomorrow a better day than today.
It wasn't really a mistake so much as we trusted the wrong person.
We trusted a guy that a lot of people trusted and that vouched for him. People that were in incredible positions of authority and knowledge that vouched for him. So, and we have friends that were bitten by Rodney as well. So, yeah. It's too bad.
It is.
I mean, I went down and met with him. We had lunch together. He
I know.
Was just such a nice guy. And then
I know.
You go, gulp.
Yep.
It's hard not to believe the worst. I'd like to not believe the worst. That's who I am. I'd like to not believe the worst.
I don't trust people as fast as you do.
You do not trust them at all.
Well, that's a whole different topic. Let's not go there.
That's when we get into some therapy.
Right.
Okay, so apparel, I think, is a legit business. We know it is because we see people wearing pickleball shirts everywhere we go.
Exactly.
Whether it's, never underestimate an old man in a pickleball paddle, or it's,
coffee. Jesus
exactly.
And pickleball.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay, legit business, but already in existence. So what would you do to disrupt that industry?
Well, I have not seen a pickleball t-shirt or apparel subscription yet. And we did talk about subscriptions in a previous podcast.
I like that.
And so that subscription box could include not just apparel, but other pickleball items.
Uh-oh.
What?
My boy Zane Navratil and ProXR already do that.
They do.
Yeah, actually, they're not the company that does it, but they promote it. There is a company that will do a once-a-month box, and it could have gear, clothing.
Okay, I have seen that.
Yep.
I think I've seen that, but I'm talking about more of the girly stuff. So, maybe not necessarily, what you'd wear on the court to play, but what you would wear casually. So, there's pickleball jewelry. There's that fun stuff that we see at tournaments.
Earrings.
Oh, yeah.
I've not yet seen a pickleball nose ring.
I'm sure it exists.
You put the ball on the inside. I think it just hangs down and bounces everywhere you want. When you put the ball on
You're
the outside.
You're thinking about one of my baristas right now, aren't you?
I'm thinking about more than one of them.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
Little Archie throwback for you there.
Well, I threw out an idea. Why don't you throw out one?
Kind of did.
You did.
But I'll throw out the next one.
Okay.
I believe that there's a pickleball paddle problem. But not the paddle problem that people may be thinking of.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
I actually was thinking if I could think of more P words really quickly, it'd be a lot of fun.
If a pickleball paddler paddles.
Pickleball paddle problems. Blah, blah, blah. Personified personally by playing pickleball. Okay, here's the problem.
Oh, there's a P word.
I already said paddle problem, so it was already in there.
I'm listening.
How about pain? That's a P word also, and you're being a pain.
Am I, though?
Nah. There were 30 or 40 pickleball paddle companies 2 years ago.
Yes.
There are 1,300 plus pickleball paddle companies today.
1,300?
Plus. Don't forget the plus.
Plus. So
that's growing like crazy. Because
you know
you
the big
just,
ones.
You just outsource it to China. That's what everyone's doing. They all get made in the same probably two factories. And
right.
They just slap different logos on them. They all use T700 carbon fiber, surfaces. And so we could easily start a whatever pickleball paddle company if we wanted to.
Sure.
We actually made our own paddles. Well, I mean, we didn't make them, but we had our own paddles made
Designed,
for us a long time ago.
Personalized.
Pickle Brawlers did.
Yep. We still see those around every once in a while.
There's about three out there that I'm aware of that are actually used. But the paddle technology sucks compared to today's technology. That, by the way, is an episode I want to do with the future technology.
Yeah.
But so I have not yet given you a business idea. I just believe that there's a paddle problem.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my business idea.
Okay.
Think through how most paddles are promoted today, and you should come up with two unique responses. One, pros.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Zane Navratil plays with the Pro XR paddle, so everyone else should play with the Pro XR paddle.
Right.
Look. Zane Navratil could beat us with a waffle pan. Is that a word? With a waffle iron.
I was going to say, I don't know what a waffle pan is, but
I'm going to look it up right
funny.
Now. Google waffle pan.
It's really doing it.
I am, because you never know what a waffle pan is. Well, there's waffle pants. Hey, there you go, waffle pans. They're just basically waffle makers.
Yep.
or old-fashioned waffle irons. So what I'm saying is he could beat us with one of those.
We should get one of those waffle pans.
That would more
You
legitimize
could
my.
actually make it look like a pickleball
That would
paddle if you
legitimize my
wanted to.
statement. It does look like a pickleball paddle. That's what's funny about it. Made out of cast iron, though, so that would be rough. The point I'm making is most of us don't need to play with the Pro XR. We just need a good, reliable paddle.
Correct.
Let's use Pro XR as our example. I reached out to them. It was probably 2, maybe 3 days after Yola's. And this is, again, if you don't know pickleball or what's going on in the world, there's Yola paddles. And Yola also looks like the word Jula or Jola.
Mm-hmm.
They got busted for having a paddle that was outside of the parameters of legal in terms of its construction. Had kind of a trampoline effect that caused the balls to come off too fast.
Okay.
And there's currently a lawsuit going on. Yola is suing the USAP for saying their paddle's illegal and because the USAP approved it. But then there's this backstory of, but Yola admitted that USAP approved a paddle that wasn't accidentally sent to them and not the right one that was sent to them. And so who knows how that's all going to come out. During this fiasco, and Yola's extremely popular paddle, I wouldn't be surprised, top two or top three.
Okay.
Okay. I would have said even number one. I wouldn't be surprised, but top two or three. Yola paddles, boom. Everyone's trying to figure out what to do with them. Send them back and get refunds. What am I going to do now? So I reached out to Pro XR and I said, hey, you guys should put together an ad that said, got bit by having a crappy paddle. We'll take care of you.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. Send us your receipt. Send us a picture of you with your paddle. Send us something to verify that you had a Yola paddle. And we'll give you like this massive discount, 33% off on a paddle.
Wow.
I probably should have had some fun with it and figured out like a really creative way of doing it. Like, mm-hmm. So like Yola paddles are $249. I should have said 24.9% off. You know, I'm just should have had some
right.
fun, but whatever. And they didn't do it. And a week later, another company came out with the exact same ad that I was talking about.
Oh, wow.
I think that is a business idea, which is capitalizing on others' mistakes.
Of course.
Carbon screwed up. Here's an interesting story. Oh, my gosh. Tying it back to Rodney. Carbon pickleball paddles screwed up. They made paddles that were too whatever, gritty, I think was the issue with those paddles.
I remember that. Yep.
So everyone had to return their carbons. And carbon was great. And so has been Yola in terms of returning and their policy. There's all these side stories of, but what about the people like your club that you used to work at that would buy a bunch of paddles
right.
and then sell them? So now who does the person go to get a refund? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
When Carbon collected all these paddles back, they had thousands and thousands and thousands in inventory.
Mm.
Rodney Grubbs with Pickleball Rocks reached out to Carbon and said, we'll buy them all for like $10 each.
Hmm.
Well, to Carbon, they were just trash. They can't sell them because they're illegal.
Right.
So they were like, sure. So they sold them all to Rodney. He just put a graphic on the top of them, took off the USAP sticker that was approved, and sold them for like $25 or $30 each, whatever it was.
Wow.
It's actually a really smart idea because rec players.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. Now, I'm a stickler for the rules, not normally in life, but I am in pickleball. And
right.
it's against the rules to play with a paddle that's not approved.
Mm.
It's not a tournament-only thing or a referee-only thing. It's in the rule book.
Right.
Just like not being able to serve overhand, right? Or overhead.
I'm following.
Okay. Yep. So anyway, I think there's some opportunity to take advantage of when there's problems in the pickleball paddle world. I also think there's a big opportunity to, and here's my big drum roll. And again, I wish I had it. All I had was the, yeah, thanks, babe. I believe there's an opportunity to create a AM XR. Get it? Pro XR, AM XR, Pro AM. So an amateur version
right.
of the Pro XR paddle at a significant discount. And I believe the target price for amateurs that they're willing to pay, and by the way, this comes from, I don't have data written down, but I have a lot of anecdotal data because of all the new people I've taught how to play pickleball, their spending threshold seems to be $100.
Right.
So come out with a $99 paddle that people like me promote during all of my beginners clinics.
Which I have seen. I've seen a lot of Friday paddles.
Yes,
at the,
a good
at
example.
The park. Yep. And I think they do a special for like even buy two for a specific price.
Did you know that we advertise Friday pickleball paddles on our podcast?
We do.
Every time I post the description, in the description of this week's podcast, at the bottom it'll say, take advantage of Kevin's discount or our discount. And if they use our link, they can get two for $99.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're good paddles.
Yeah. I see them all the time.
And that's disruptive.
It
is. Because they're still making money at freaking $50 each.
Of course.
But we're paying, and I love Pro XR, and I pay $209 every freaking time for a paddle.
Right.
But I love them. But I think they could build me an Am XR, and I would be not equally happy. But if I was a beginner / intermediate, and I was just not sure if I was going to play every day, I'd be all in on that. And other companies are doing what I'm saying. Other companies are definitely coming out, like not even coming out, with Paddle Tech for a long time has had, you know, various levels of pickleball paddle. Selkirk has their SLK line, which is a lower cost line of paddles. Mm-hmm. So by all means, it's out there. But what I still don't see is targeting the amateur. And that's what I want to see. Actually advertising to and targeting the amateur. Can you imagine if Pro XR, the company, had an Am XR paddle? And they did a commercial, and it was Kevin from Indiana and Lisa from Michigan and, you know, Joanna from Washington and Jerry from Florida. And we all just, like, are tapping each other's paddles in the middle of a court after a game in, I don't know, Central Kansas. Like,
right?
How hilarious would that be? There's that one dude that's he's like the overweight dude that's, like, really hilarious. And he's like,
yes.
Yeah. And he has made himself popular by doing a stupid commercial or his own meme, really. And boom, he got hired, and he's now doing legit commercials.
I feel like I've seen something similar with Pickleball Central on their advertisement.
Maybe.
They have, like, kids, and they have, like, different age groups.
Yeah.
So it's still a polished commercial, but I think it's very similar idea.
But those are all actors and actresses.
Of course.
Because you can tell me how they hold the paddle and how they hit the ball.
Of course.
I'm saying, go get 3.5 Joe.
Exactly.
Go get 3.5 Flo, and let's have some fun, yo.
Or the Cathys. Two Cathys today were amazing.
Oh, the two Cathys are so good.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your next idea?
Next idea would be, oh goodness. I didn't know it was going to be put on the spot.
Yeah.
This afternoon.
You're welcome.
Well, I think there's still a big time need for instructors.
Ooh, I love this one.
Because I know how many people you've taught, and you can share that. But it with the club that I worked at, I'm no longer with them. But the intro classes, the cardio pickleball, and the instructional league were all very popular.
Okay, let's go further.
Okay.
Because I love this idea. And with all deference and respect to the people who have gone through and become a certified coach, there's not what I would call a truly legit hardcore pickleball coaching program out there. And I actually talked to Ken Herman about it at the APP. And I said, Ken, I think if you got behind this and you guys created a real coaching program, and I mean, look, I love Mark Grenison and Third Shot. Those guys are really good, and they have a coaching program, and they certify you. And there's other ones as well. But candidly, from what I've seen, and I need to do more research, but I believe I'm right in saying this, most of them can be accomplished in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm talking about. You are not going to become a truly great coach who can help somebody identify and close the gap between where they are and where they want to be by learning a few things about pickleball and a better stroke, better placement and stuff like that over a weekend. You're just not.
No, good coaching comes from...
comes from great coaching.
Exactly. But I'm going very basic on you. So there's so many people out there in the community, out there in the world that want to learn how to play pickleball. They're not looking for a certified coach. They're looking at somebody who just wants to instruct them.
Right. But then they're getting crappy instruction a lot of the time.
Like, oh,
that's
of
a
course.
Whole,
that's
a whole
true.
Podcast.
That's
on
true
that.
About any sport though, that you're trying to learn.
Right. But like, I'm on Facebook a lot in terms of being in the communities, the forums, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot even begin to tell you how many times people are like, well, my coach told me this, or my referee told me this,
right?
Or my you know, local pro told me this, and it's all crap.
Mm.
I mean, even stupid things like you can't go in the kitchen until the ball bounces. Total myth. We need to do a whole episode on myths. In fact, we should do a whole episode on, like, the myths of pickleball.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah, I think so too. You're so stinking cute. I can't tell if you're just trying to make me happy when you say that or you're just moving along with the podcast.
A little bit of both, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Super
it is
fair.
A good idea, though.
So I love this idea of coaching. And when I say great coaching, like, I would love to involve a college and create an actual either certification or degree program, but have the emphasis be pickleball.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see some college kids who are going through sports management or some sort of, you know, coaching minor or something that would be interested in that.
Yeah. I mean, I think coaches today get degrees in sports management or, yeah, exactly. Something
physical
like that.
Physical education. Yeah.
They have sports business skills, management, marketing skills, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just would like to see an actual coaching one. And I have some ideas on that, and I'm actually kind of working on it on the side, but that to me would be a really cool. And I'm not afraid to share these ideas because I'll tell you why. I don't care who builds it. I just think it needs to be built.
Right.
And well, I don't have time to build all these companies. I think that makes sense.
Or even somebody like ISSA or NASM.
Great examples.
They could do it too.
Great examples.
Because they have one for kickboxing instruction or martial arts instruction.
Yeah. Great example. Mm-hmm. And that kickboxing thing is not a weekend.
It is a 10-week course.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying crap.
Don't do that.
I'm calling it crap.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you're telling people don't do just the weekend one. Go through something real.
Well, I think people are smart to just do the weekend one.
Yeah, it's usually cheaper, too.
That's not the point. The big good one doesn't exist.
I understand what you're
saying.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yep.
So that's why I think it's a good business idea. Somebody go build it. If not, I will.
He's not joking.
All right, what's next? What do you got?
I just gave you that idea.
Oh, it's you your suck. Turn. Okay, fine. I think there's a ton of opportunity in several different areas. Let's start with...
Are you going to write a book? There's an idea.
No, I'm not going to write a book, which may be on your mind because...
There's a book right there.
There's a book called Pickleball Mindset sitting on my desk here. Dane and Jill wrote it. I don't think that's a good business idea for pickleball.
Because people want to play, not read?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh. Because I don't think that a book in this industry makes a lot of sense. So let me give you a couple examples. We created a game probably 4 years ago.
Oh,
it
yes.
was pre-COVID because we created it when we went to Houston with Robin and James.
Yep.
And we brought it back to Indiana and we played the game. And it was really
so
fun.
Fun.
It was really fun. But that type of altering a sport is not long-term.
No.
Other people have created board games. Other people have created digital, like video games.
Right.
They aren't popular because they're not pickleball. They're just not popular. There's just something about this particular sport that causes people to want the real deal.
Well, it's a social aspect,
real
too.
Deal.
That's really funny.
Thank you. Social aspect, sure. But so anyway, I don't think games and books and things like that are going to be really big business ideas. Now, for Dane Gingrich and for Jill Martin, who wrote this book, Pickleball Mindset, well, they're both coaches. So this isn't their moneymaker. Their moneymaker is, wow, I love what Dane said in chapter 5 on page 95. I need to hire him as my coach. That's where he makes the money.
So that's a catalyst or a something.
A lost leader, maybe.
Lost
even.
Leader, yeah.
Sure. So I don't think that that's a really good business idea. I do think coaching is a good business idea, which we just discussed.
Yep.
So along those lines, maybe just to extend it, and I'll go back to my idea in a second. But along those lines, I think you've got clinics and one-on-ones and two-on-ones and three-on-ones and three-and-me's, which are great, four-on-ones. Like lots of things you can do there. Clinics, drills, et cetera. We try to run them for free here in Anderson.
We do. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good business idea. So if I were to say the next area that I think would be a huge business idea, I believe that youth is a huge area of opportunity.
Of course.
Whether it's after school
yep.
type sessions, which I think is a big draw.
Like clubs and leagues. And-
yeah, after school things are big. After school clubs, of whether it's from anything from basketball to chess to you name it, I think after school is a good idea. I think churches are a good place to go to for youth. Schools, churches. I think you go to like your typical organizations that are citywide, like the YMCAs that typically do like youth, whether it's soccer or basketball.
Of course. Yep.
We've got multiple basketball and volleyball entities out here where we live that are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Munciana, right? That a big yep. volleyball, whatever. I think you can create a business around like this entirety of youth from tournaments to clinics. And actually, I think you are going to start working on that, aren't you?
I plan on it.
I would love to see. Scholarships, I was a part of it.
I think that's
because
coming.
Colleges are now doing scholarships. So
yep.
what I hope you'll do is create a program that builds scholarships into it so that kids have money waiting for them when they're ready to go to college because they played in your leagues, your clinics, and your tournaments.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my next business idea.
I actually know how to get that done.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should be writing this down.
You surprise me every day.
I know.
We don't have to write it down. I just recorded it.
True.
You can just listen to our podcast and help us get to 1,000 faster.
Yeah, of course, of course.
We're on our way. We didn't get that many listens last
week.
Well,
and obviously we're recording a podcast, so that is a business idea. We could turn this into a business.
I think we're trying to sort of.
For us, it's more of a catalyst because we want to be running tournaments and leading leagues and stuff like that. But for us, it's also just fun. We just like doing it. But there are plenty of videos on YouTube and other social media platforms that are looking at gathering you as a subscriber so that they can earn money.
There are a lot of people that listen to podcasts, like Zane and Thomas. They have the number one podcast. The Dink is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I love The Dink. I love to listen to it. And it actually causes me to go to other things that they do. So I love to watch the pros versus, 5-0s that Zane and his buddies usually do on Zane's channel. But I get to there because I hear about it on, the Dink. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of business ideas. Any last ones you want to throw out real fast, even if we don't talk about them? I have so many.
Well, are we going to do another one of these episodes? Are you going to share? Or are you just going to keep it all to yourself?
We could maybe do another one of these episodes, but I'll just like shout out like 20 of them real fast. You ready?
Okay, everybody, get your papers ready.
Okay, pickleball equipment rentals.
Oh, that's nice.
Mobile pickleball courts.
Ooh.
Right? Social clubs, which already exist in leagues, is a good business idea. It's already out there. It makes money. It's good. Travel tours, already out there, but I think there's too few of them. Cassandra Gerke has blown up her business on this. She does empower her.
Yes.
Right? Because it's female.
Turks and Caicos.
I think pickleball facility management is starting to grow pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I think podcasting, but I think really a YouTube channel would be much more important to have than just a podcast. You and I need to convert to YouTube at some point. So I think court installation is a growing business.
It is.
And maintenance. Mm-hmm. I do think tech gadgets is smart. So I want to start seeing more smart technology, like paddles that are smart. We have now got this app that you can put on your phone. I forget the name of it, but basically it can like look at the lines and call shots in and out and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
I think we're just scratching the surface on tech gadgets. Saw a paddle the other day that you could unscrew the cap on and take a sip of liquor from the handle
funny.
And put the cap back on. I think that you could build a pickleball health and wellness program, not just have like a, what do you call it? A cardio fitness,
pickleball.
Cardio pickleball, event, but you could build a whole wellness program around it.
Absolutely.
I think you could do pickleball events planning.
Yeah. We're looking at that ourselves.
Yeah. Somewhat. I think that there's an agency that could do connecting. So I love to connect people to things. Like I'm working to connect, Tim Allersmeyer to a company that I think will sponsor him. I love that. So why not launch a whole agency that does that stuff? I mean, they exist, but, I think the sponsorship advertising side is pretty awesome. I think a pickleball-themed cafe or bar would go over okay. There's already chicken and pickles out there.
Absolutely.
So I think that there's a chance of doing something smaller. You and I used to go and play volleyball at a place, and the Bud Light flowed freely. Like, it was like, when you got there, you ordered a pitcher of Bud Light, and then as you were playing, you'd order another pitcher. And
it was sand volleyball.
It was sand volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. VR, virtual reality training for pickleball.
Nice.
I think it would be awesome. So someone said to me once, hey, you got really quick hands. Is there anything that you do to like practice that? And the answer is yes. I love to play on my Oculus, that stupid Beat Saber game.
That's true. You do.
And those stupid things fly at you really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes you to like, ch-ch-ch-ch. Anyway.
Makes me a little dizzy.
How about a pickleball themed escape room?
Ooh.
I mean, it's kitschy, but you could do it once. All right, pickleball adventure retreats where you combine other activities with pickleball. So why not do a ropes course, hiking, yoga, water sports, whatever else?
Well, that's being done too.
There's it's mostly just pickleball though. It's not combining other events.
Well, there's a trip to Turks and Caicos. There's
yes, but that's
Viking
still
who's put it on one of their ships.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. All right, pickleball themed fitness classes. I think this is one that has not been tapped into, and you and I talked about this literally within maybe a month of us starting to play pickleball.
Right.
You were doing some drumsticks exercises.
Part of a fitness class. Yep.
Totally. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. I can do the same motions with my pickleball paddle, and it mimics getting low at the kitchen line. Mm-hmm. So I think there's something to be said there. I think you could do pop-up events. So partner with a food truck and do a pop-up pickleball event somewhere. Like we have fish fries here, and Dan's Fish Fry. Everyone knows Dan's Fish Fry.
Yep,
Signs are
usually a
up every
fundraiser.
Friday. It's always a fundraiser, but it's at a different place every week. Why not do pickleball pop-ups? That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Okay, I think we could do, this one's a little cheesy, I don't know how to make money on it, but a pickleball storytelling night. Because I have a great story from today that I would love to tell.
Yes.
It's actually Danny Wilson's story.
Yeah, we talked about this.
He nasty Nelson to me.
It was hysterical.
And it was absolutely hysterical. That's true.
Kevin was goofing
I wasn't. I was doing penance
off.
because I didn't get down low enough. I
So you
wasn't
were
using
doing
my knees.
squats. Yep.
So as I was waiting for him to serve to you, I was forcing myself to do 10 squats really fast. And I was on my ninth, and on my way up, he hit the ball right at me. And I was
Because
like,
he was tired of waiting
oh,
on
it was
you.
he wasn't even waiting on
He
me. He just
was.
planned it out
No,
perfectly.
he was
I think he
waiting.
was waiting for the right moment. Okay, pickleball themed scavenger hunts, pickleball subscription boxes, what you talked about, pickleball documentary series,
Okay.
pickleball skill challenges. So now,
That's fun.
think about the NFL, where like in the pro after the Super Bowl they have the pro event, right? Or whenever they have the pro event, whatever they call that, the Pro Bowl. Yeah,
I think, yeah.
but they have all these activities. So like the quarterbacks have to throw to like a moving target that's got a hole in it, and if they get the big hole, they get 50 points. The smaller hole is worth 100 points. Why not create a pickleball skill challenge, right? Trick shots, accuracy tests.
That would be a fun
It would be
fundraiser.
really fun.
Yeah.
All right, pickleball photography business,
Definitely.
huh? And there's
People
people that
want
have that.
that for social media so bad.
Yeah. There's a guy named Steve Taylor who has that business. He's really good. Pickleball festivals. There's not enough of those. There's only like one or two. So there you go. What did I get? Was that 20? I said I'd give you about 20. Whatever that
I
was.
lost count.
Folks, we love doing this and we hope you enjoy it even a little bit as much as we do.
Please like, share, talk about us. I
Yeah.
don't.
Make fun of us. We don't care. Subscribe.
Also, you offered, we still haven't reached our
We
number
haven't
of
hit 1,000
likes.
listens yet.
Yep.
Will probably happen in July.
Definitely.
And I mean, I won't say definitely. People may turn on us. You never know.
I hope not.
No, I don't think they'll turn on us, but they may not turn us on.
Wow, you're full of puns tonight.
Thank you, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, it does help if you subscribe. It helps even more if you listen. And we are so grateful for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.